Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The shortstop, Hal Rine. Batting third. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Johnny Redder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Durham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Durham. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball four. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove fires to first and has McManus trapped. There's the throw to Boley, who tags McManus for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Cochran moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran scores. Simmons moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boley moves to third. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Redder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redder hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhine takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Redder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Redder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redder is 0-for-1 in the game. Redder takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham strikes out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams misplays the ball. That's an error on Williams. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rhine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rothrock moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rothrock scores. Rhine moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rhine scores. McManus moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0-for-2 in the game. Pickering hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus scores. Webb moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Johnny Rutter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rutter takes first base on ball 4. Webb moves to third. Pickering moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Berry reaches second base with a double. Webb scores. Pickering scores. Rutter goes all the way around to score. 3 runs are unearned. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 2 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 3 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley misplays the ball. That's an error on Boley. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rein. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Williams applying the tag. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer pinch hits for Lefty Grove. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pickering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb moves to second. Johnny Rutter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rutter is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Rutter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley misplays the ball. That's an error on Boley. Webb moves to third. Pickering moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Webb scores. Pickering moves to third. Rutter moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 4 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Rommel covering, for the out. One out. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rhine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Rhine reaches third base with a triple. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rhine scores. Two outs. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 4 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Coleman pinch hits for Joe Boley. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Redder scoops it up and throws to first, with Durham covering, for the out. Two outs. Oscar Roetger pinch hits for Eddie Rommel. Oscar Roetger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roetger hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.